All right, Porch Talk, October 26th with Xavier. Dodgers game two just happened. Lakers just won against the Kings. Kings shit the bed fourth quarter. Not fourth quarter, actually. Kings made their last 16 shots to make it a competitive game, and then last possession of the game just shit the bed.
Yes, sir.
Xavier, you being our resident Lakers expert, what are your takeaways after two Laker games now? Was it three Laker
Yeah,
games?
three with three. You know what I'm saying? I told everybody last year, the only reason why I feel like they were a play-in team is because a lot of the players were injured. Like Christian Wood was in and out of the lineups. Prince was out. Vando, Vincent, Hachimura, like everybody was in and out. Now we got a team. We got Don't Connect coming off the bench. He's doing good for us off the bench. Austin Reaves is playing lights out. AD and Bron combined for like 63 tonight. Bron
It's
had
63, yeah.
like six. I mean, in the first quarter, like four in the second quarter, and like six in the third, and then he had like 16 in the fourth. Dropped a triple double. The Kings
You're
were nice.
22.
I actually was pretty scared because they were starting to take the game away. And Sabonis, he's really a dog. Like he dropped a triple double. Like he's really a triple double king. Like he's really like Jokic, to be honest. Like to me, he's kind of like a Jokic. He just can't pass like Jokic, but and shoot like him. But you get what I'm saying. But Lakers are
Yeah.
looking good right now.
I'll give it to you. I'm buying into an MVP. I'm not saying he's going to win it, but a campaign for AD. That's
Yeah.
back-to-back nights with 30. He looks good, man. Lakers
And
look
they got a
good.
defensive
I
stop
want to
last
ask you,
play.
though. I want to ask you. You're saying that it's the team got healthy, which obviously, that's true. But how much of the credit goes to JJ?
Oh, a lot. You see how he's
I feel like most of it has to go to JJ at this point. Just the way the Lakers are playing ball this year is nice to see. I think this is all product of JJ at this point.
Most definitely. Look at the lineups. You know what I'm saying? He knows when to take players out. He knows when to put players back in. Like he's like our defense. Like they just like I literally before I got on, I literally just saw them get the steal for like the last play of the game. Like the Kings could have got a score and fouled, but they did some stupid shit and Lakers got
Yeah.
the ball. So yeah. So, but yeah.
Where were you on JJ
Lakers.
before the season? I don't remember if we talked about it.
I said I knew he
How
was gonna be a good coach.
has the opinion changed?
I knew he was gonna be a good coach. I knew it because I don't know if you really watched him on SportsCenter a lot, but he was like he really knows basketball. Like you really don't like nowadays. Like I'm really starting to see like these basketball players, and he's not like a normal basketball player. Like he was actually like studying the game. You know what I'm saying? So like he's really like smart about everything. Like I think he's up there with Bron with the IQ. So him and Bron to put together. It's like it's really like crazy, and it's like they're playing good right now. Bron said he's playing all 82 games right now. He's playing good so far, and some people told me last night it looks like he's slowing down, but tonight he dropped
It did
32
look like it
points.
the last 2 nights. It did look like that. You got to admit that a
Exactly,
little bit.
like Lakers are looking solid right now. The Kings need to get have they need to really get some defensive players on their team, like some defensive dogs, like. It would have been crazy if they would have signed at least Pat Bev.
I bet. Too bad. Sacramento couldn't match the offer to Israel?
He
Is
said he
that what
likes him over
happened?
there.
Israel offered him too much money?
He said they treat him like LeBron over
Let's see. What
there.
else
But
happened in the NBA today? My Celtics squeaked by Detroit to some degree.
I was looking
Detroit
forward to
always
that
for
game.
some reason. Detroit always hangs in with Boston for some reason. They almost beat the Celtics last year. I remember late game
Yeah, I remember
controversy
that.
with the refs.
Oh.
Yeah. Detroit always hangs in the games with the Celtics, though. I don't know why we can't handle business against Detroit comfortably. They were up 25 at one point, but then it all started to fall apart. Tatum has starts the first half with 25 again, ends the game with 37. This is the first game of the season we actually played in the fourth quarter also. Where are we on Jason Tatum after three games? I said MVP before the season started,
He's the
and I
MVP
was.
favorite right now.
You could agree with that though? Ugh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's playing
Yeah.
better than him right now?
Well, that's what I was asking. That's what I was going to ask you as a Lakers fan. AD's putting up somewhat of a conversation there. Luka tonight against the Suns. Speaking of MVPs, former MVP KD had 30 back-to-back nights. There's just been some top-level bucket getting, I think, since the season came back. Like, this has been good. This has been good watch since the season started.
Like I said, I think Jason Tatum's the leading MVP. But I think AD's like right behind him because because AD's playing good right now. Like if AD keeps this up, like I don't know why, but like the past it's only been the past 3 years people has been down his ability. Like before, like all these injuries and stuff, like him sitting down and stuff, like he was a top five player. People put him in the top. Remember when people used to say he was better than Giannis? Like people used to say he was better than Giannis. So like if he keeps this up, the Lakers can really go far this season. I just hope he stay healthy. I just really pray he stay healthy.
I think I don't really see. I mean, in terms of teams in the West, before the season, our whole thing with the West was your it contingent on the Nuggets put together a good season. The Nuggets look to be like they're gonna be a 7 seed almost at this point, 7, 8 seed the way Russ played tonight. Jokic had 40 though at 7 threes, but the West, let's see, where are we at in the West?
They
I
have
don't
no
have
bench.
many other teams better than the Lakers right now in the West.
Yeah, I just told one of my friends, like, I think it's gonna be Lakers OKC Conference Finals.
It could be because OKC looked good today. They beat Chicago, but I don't have faith in OKC in the playoffs whatsoever. Because it comes down to the fact that we still say we treat Shea like he's fucking 17 years old still. Just for the people in the back that aren't aware of this, Shea Gilgeous, Gilgeous, Gloose, Shea Golden Goose Alexander is the same age as Jason Tatum.
That's
Just to
crazy.
put that in context. Shea has done jack shit in the playoffs. Why am
Yeah,
I
they both
supposed to
came in the
trust
same time.
OKC in the playoffs? That's what I'm saying. Why am I supposed to trust OKC in the playoffs? At what point are we going to start having that conversation that Shea is not a playoff type of player? Little Joel Embiid type. Little regular season demon.
I feel like last year they got eliminated by Dallas because Dallas is like Kyrie and them, like Thunder really ain't have no dogs, no defenders. Like now that
They just got outplayed. They got
they got
outplayed all
Hart,
three levels.
they got Hartenstein, they got Caruso. But I feel like now, because I don't see the if we get the Luka versus LeBron matchup in the playoffs, I see the Lakers be winning that. Because I just feel like based off like LeBron's experience, I feel like they'll figure out a way to beat the Mavericks. And I see like OKC, I don't see the Nuggets. Like I don't think the Nuggets could beat them in the playoffs if they was to
Nuggets
meet
beat
this year.
OKC?
Yeah, I don't see
Hell
that.
no.
Yeah,
Right now, hell
now,
no.
yeah. Yeah,
But
I
I don't
can't.
have OKC as high as everybody else does. Because if, like, the main, it just comes down to the fact if the main guys that I'm supposed to trust to compete in fucking playoff basketball is Chet and Shea, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good off that. I am good off of that. I understand they got Caruso. If that's the selling point they're supposed to sell me on OKC, Alex Caruso, I think that's the red flag in itself. So I'm good off of OKC entirely. Because if it's coming down to Shea, Chet, and Caruso against like Braun and AD and whoever the fuck you want to fill in for that third spot role, you can say Dalton Connect for all I care. I'm still going to go with Braun and AD.
Yeah, I
So
think he's our sixth man.
I don't give a fuck who you put in for that third spot. Put Bronny, put whoever the fuck.
What are you
Get
talking about
JJ a
if the
jersey.
Lakers were Celtics?
No, I'm talking about, no, hell no. I'm talking about if it was OKC and the Lakers and if it
Oh, because
came down
I.
to like, hell no, there's nobody that's beating the Celtics.
Okay, I was about to
But
say, let's not forget, like last year, the fucking Lakers beat them without fucking Bryant and AD,
yeah, that
and
was some
I
silly
believe
shit.
Tatum and Brown was playing that game.
Everybody was playing that game.
Exactly, and that Christmas game that was pretty competitive. So let's not forget, like let's not let act like the Lakers is like, oh, like the
Hell
Celtics
no.
gonna sweep them or some shit. Like,
Nobody's competing with the Celtics. But I'm just
you
saying in
see
the
that? You
West,
see
like
you? You see you?
I'll give the Lakers the West at this
Nah,
point. I'm
nah.
not counting out the Warriors. Warriors are a team to beat and a team to worry about in the West right now.
I feel like the Warriors are a team to like worry about, but I feel like LeBron just has them figured out to the point if they was to meet in the playoffs again. Because look, you saw last year, like he just knows them too well. Like he just knows where Curry's gonna be at. He just knows where
That's fair.
Draymond's gonna like trying to set him. I feel like he just knows them too well.
That's fair. That's fair. I'll give you that.
So
I
I don't
like
even want to
Phoenix
really.
too. I think Phoenix is another team out of the West. There's just too many good teams in the West for me to be so blindly, not me, but for other people to be so blindly high on OKC.
Now, I do feel like the Warriors can like beat the Suns and like teams like the Suns
That'd be
or
a
you know what
deep
I'm saying?
series. If the
Yeah, I
Suns
feel
could play
like
like they did tonight, they beat Dallas and D-Book had shot 30%.
that was
KD
pretty
went for
good.
30 something. Nurkic goes for
That's pretty
20.
good.
Like the Suns
Yeah.
look good, man.
Yeah,
I
the
don't know.
Suns, they do.
Seven
I ain't
games
gonna lie.
against the Warriors, that would probably that's going six or seven easily, I think.
That would be a good, like, KD versus the Warriors. Yo, that would be a fire
Yeah.
matchup.
Yeah.
I gotta
There's
see
just
that.
too many good teams in the West for me to just blindly jump in on OKC, especially when it's fucking Chet Holmgren. I saw him play in person when Gonzaga played USF. He is the biggest fucking schmuck. Like if
Who?
Porch Talk Chet Holmgren, we're gonna hold
You don't
a
like chat?
yearly award. Hell no. I'm gonna host a yearly award show for Porch Talk. We're just gonna give out one award. It's gonna be Schmuck of the Year, and it's gonna be Chet every single year. There's nobody else is even gonna be voted or considered for the award. It's gonna be Chet every year. There's nobody I dislike more on planet Earth than Chet Holmgren.
Man, you bugging. He balling.
Hell no. I don't give a fuck if he could go out and score 765 points
16
tomorrow.
rebounds.
I don't give a fuck what he does.
And he did
I don't
this
give a fuck
on
at
one of
all.
the top solid
I
centers
hate
in the
Chet Holmgren.
league.
I don't give a fuck what he does. He is just the biggest schmuck on earth.
I
There
can't
is
wait to see
nobody above Chet Holmgren
Celtics
on the
versus
schmuck list.
Thunder.
They're going to beat him by 40. Like, that's what I'm saying. The Celtics team's too good. Because
But you know
OKC is
what's
one of
crazy?
those teams that plays somewhat. I'm not going to say they play all the way slow ball like the Knicks, but in terms of pace of play, OKC is not too high up there. If you're going to compete with the Celtics, you got to be. What is OKC on pace of play ranking this year so far? Let me look that up. Pace of play
For sure, he
ranking
be like smooth. He be
NBA.
smooth. Like he be controlling the court. Sure, be like smooth.
Oh, Thunder are two right now. What the fuck? I'm wrong on that. But I don't know, man. Fuck the Thunder. I don't give a fuck what the
Like the
numbers say.
fastest
When you
team,
watch the
like fast
Thunder,
paced.
yeah, just pushing the floor. If like that's what I'm just the Celtics like today with the Pistons. The Pistons just shot the ball well, but the Celtics still put up 50 shots. Like the Thunder are gonna have to compete with that to some degree. That's why if the Thunder can't get out of the West, and it's a question whether or not the Thunder can get out of the West to begin with, why the hell are they supposed to compete with the Celtics?
But you know what's crazy? I was really
But do you see
looking.
what
I
I'm
was,
saying, real quick? If we're
yeah.
having debates about whether or not the Thunder can get out of the West, why the hell am I supposed to entertain whether or not they can play with the Celtics?
Listen, I didn't say they was coming out the West. All I said was Lakers versus OKC conference finals. I said, the Lakers is beating OKC, but I still believe
I
that.
agree. But NBA media, everybody's high on the Thunder, like the Thunder are a walk into the championship this year, or into the
Nah, hell
final, I
no.
mean.
Nobody said that shit.
No, watch SportsCenter in the morning. You would think OKC had Michael Jordan on their team. That shit's a joke. I
I
don't think
don't
probably
know.
less now that the Lakers are turning up, but the last 2 weeks has been only Thunder talk. Like the Thunder were just going to be an easy one seed in the West.
Because I feel
And I
like
do not understand it at all.
if Zion played last year, I feel like Pelicans would have won that series. If we be honest.
It's crazy to see the Nuggets in 15th place. With a healthy Jokic.
They really picked up Westbrook, like, and really thought that was gonna really do something. Like, out of all people, that was
What did he end the night
like,
with tonight?
huh?
What did he end the night with tonight? February 18th, is that what he had?
Let me see. He ended with
February 18th.
Westbrook had 2 points and two ass and
On how
two
many
assists and
shots?
one rebound.
Was he February 18th tonight?
Yo, this dude Westbrook, man. Let me see. Hold
That's
on.
bad.
This dude Westbrook.
February 18th for Westbrook tonight.
Like, they
Two
need,
of
bro. What,
18.
yo, what's good with Porter was supposed to be really that third option. He's playing like ass.
It's just the injuries. Michael Porter, a healthy Michael Porter Jr. would be top 10 in the league. It's just terrible with Michael Porter. If he was healthy and didn't have so many damn knee injuries, Michael Porter would be a fucking the Nuggets would have three-peated probably.
Fucking Aaron Gordon is a fucking bootleg version of Blake Griffin.
Hey, don't he's the best thing to come out of San Jose right now. So you can't talk down Aaron Gordon.
Now,
He's
yeah,
a
let me not
San
say that. He's
Jose.
an NBA champion. Let me put some respect on his name.
Yeah, he's a San Jose. He's putting on for San
Oh yeah, I
Jose.
forgot he went to San Jose.
Yeah. But I don't know. It just comes down once again to like we had a 3-hour conversation the other day. None of these teams are competing with the Celtics for me.
Can I say one thing? This
Yeah.
is about a different team. The Clippers. Let me give some credit to really James Harden. Like, what is he like? You see what he's doing? 23 points, 16 assists, 6 rebounds. He's really
No
playing like
Kawhi.
how, yeah, he's playing like how he's playing. He's playing like how he was playing on the Nets when KD and Kyrie was injured. Like, he don't need nobody on. Like, he don't need no fucking Robin. You know what I'm
Simmons
saying? Like,
plays
just
better
put,
like that. Look at the MVP here.
yeah, just look, just put the right pieces around him and he gonna rock. Like, the Clippers, like, they have a good team. They have a good team.
They have to have a good team. They spent so much money on that fucking stadium.
Oh yeah, that's that. I want to see that like in person.
If they don't make the at least play in there, that they're gonna be, it's
I
gonna
don't
be a
know if they're gonna
joke.
make. I don't know. It depends how like if James Harden like stays
I'm
healthy
just
or
saying
not.
from like a st from a financial standpoint, like the investors on that stadium,
Not yet,
the
but I'm
people
saying
that
like they
put in
got a good
billions and
future.
billions of fucking dollars.
Oh yeah, that dude's rich. The owner. That
I'm
dude's
saying
rich.
beyond Ballmer, all the other investors into that stadium, Clippers win
Is he
25
the
games
richest
this year.
owner?
I don't have a damn clue. But speaking of rich owners, let's transition to my Los Angeles Dodgers up 2-0 in the World Series now. Last night, we can't talk about tonight without talking about last night. Freddie Freeman in the bottom of the 10th
Oh,
inning.
yep.
Let's paint the I'm gonna just let's paint the picture real quick for the people that maybe didn't tune in. You have Gerrit Cole, who pitches 7 innings of great baseball, shuts down the Dodgers lineup essentially. Yankees and Dodgers keep it close through 8-9, goes into extras. Aaron Boone, you get Shohei out, you walk Mookie because you think, oh, I'd rather because okay. So basically, let me restart. Let's go back. Let's go back. Tommy Edman gets on. Shohei flies out. Tommy Edman's on second base. Shohei flies out. Aaron Boone walks Mookie. He says, "Fuck it, walk Mookie. Walk Mookie is fine to load the bases. We're not worried about Freddie Freeman." Not only are we not worried about Freddie Freeman, we're going to bring in Nestor fucking Cortez, who has not pitched in an MLB game in well over a month.
I saw
Aaron
that.
Boone has so little faith in Freddie Freeman with one out in the bottom of the 10th inning, game one of the World Series. Aaron Boone loads the bases for Freddie and says, "I'm going to give you Nestor fucking Cortez because I don't think you can do shit." First pitch, what does Nestor do? First fucking pitch, 91-mile-an-hour meatball, middle in. Freddie hits it fucking 675 feet. Dodgers win game one.
Damn.
What a fucking donut. Aaron Boone is a fucking donut. You go to a man who has not pitched in well over a fucking month in game one of the World Series, bottom of the 10th inning, bases loaded, and you think, oh yeah, throw the guy out there who hasn't pitched in a fucking month, who doesn't hit 90 miles an hour tops, lefty lefty, against probably one of the greatest fucking hitters ever, easily one of the greatest hitters of our generation, cemented by last night, the first walk-off grand slam in World Series history.
Oh,
What a donut. I mean, if you're a Yankees fan, you just have to be screaming through a fucking wall. But you get past it. You get past it. Whatever. It's fine. It's fine. Yankees fans move on. We move on today. Saturday's a new day. Game two. Tommy Edman starts us off. Second inning home run. Tommy Edman coming out of fucking nowhere. The Tommy Edman acquisition is going to go down as historic because he wins NLCS MVP. Two hits last night. RBI last night in a run. Home run tonight. Tommy Edman's doing his fucking thing. Carlos Rodon just goes out there and shits the bed on the mound, gives up 3-4. Was it 3 or 4 solo shots? Dodgers are up 4-1 all of a sudden. Yoshinobu Yamamoto and the Shohei Ohtani acquisition. I just have to say, at this point, if the Dodgers win the pennant, but you can say it. But at this point, I think it's comfortable to say signing those two is probably two of the greatest free agent acquisitions in all sports history, I think. You spend $1 billion, you got all the news articles, you got all the clicks. that they spent $1 billion. But this is what you spend $1 billion for. You spend $1 billion for good playoff. You spend $1 billion not only for good playoff baseball, you spend $1 billion for good playoff baseball in the last week of October. And that's what's happening. Because you have Yoshinobu tonight, who essentially almost throws a perfect game, except alongside from the Juan Soto solo shot. Other than that, he goes 6 1/3, a basically perfect baseball. Rodon shits the bed. Yankees go to the pen early, and it never really turns around from there. Aaron Judge has now struck out it's 19 times out of his last 39 at bats. And this is a guy that people were saying in conversations was the best player in the MLB. And I think this series has really just shut down those fucking silly arguments in terms of AL versus NL MVP, who would be the whole league MVP. If you really would sit there, if you could watch the MLB game and tell me you would prefer to have Aaron Judge over Shohei Ohtani to start a franchise, I don't know what to tell you. But now, after this spiel, Dodgers win 2 games. I got to point the light on Xavier, the co-host today, who did post that the Yankees would win game two. I just want to check in after that.
I said that because, to be honest, the Yankees was really supposed to take that game one. They was really supposed to win game one. But, you know what I'm saying? Freddie, he did that. He did that crazy, you know what I'm saying, hit. It's just crazy because you know what's crazy? After the Yankees went up, Freeman was walking to the plate, I said to myself, I was like, yo, if he really hits this out the park, like hits a home run, like bro, this is gonna be crazy. Because like I'm picturing it because it's Yankees versus Dodgers,
That was like every
extra.
little kid's dream.
Yeah, exactly. Like extra
That's some
innings. I'm like,
backyard baseball type shit.
yeah. I'm like, yo,
Bottom of the
this.
10th inning World Series, bases
Yeah,
loaded,
I'm like, yo, this
go
is the
out and win a
perfect
baseball
moment.
game. That's what I'm saying. Like, that
Exactly.
was a Disney. That moment was set up.
If that moment didn't
And it
happen,
was
I would
set
have
up
been
by
disappointed.
Nestor fucking Cortez. That was the best part for me.
Oh yeah, that's another thing too.
If
Boone is
Aaron
messed
Boone
up for
goes to
that.
Nestor,
Yeah,
that's what I'm
he's messed
saying.
up. He's really messed up for that.
Because
He's
not
messed
only
up.
does it sell the game, but it also sends a great Gerrit Cole game into MLB obscurity. Nobody's going to remember what Gerrit Cole did last night because of
No.
Aaron fucking Boone and Nestor Cortez. But
Yep.
at this point, I can't say that the Dodgers are going to win it in six just because I don't think they have the pitching staff to win it in, I'm sorry, 5 games. So I do have Dodgers in six, but who knows? Maybe they'll sweep them at this point. Because Aaron Judge couldn't hit a fucking wiffle ball. So I don't know what to say.
You don't think Yankees can get those games in New York?
You could say that they're supposed to get these games in New York, but this is what it comes down to for
Hope they
me is
tie it
another
up.
thing. Shohei hasn't hit a home run yet in the World Series. Now we go to Yankee Stadium with that short porch and right, where it's about 275 down the right field line. You have Freddie, who's hit 2 home runs in 2 games. You have Tommy Edman, who's hitting phenomenally from the left side of the plate. You have Shohei, who's due a home run. You have Max Muncy, who's due a home run. In Yankee Stadium with that short porch, give me the Dodgers at this point. I mean, if Aaron Judge is going to be a no factor, why am I to say anything besides the Dodgers?
I really
If
do
Aaron
hope
Judge
they
might
tie
as
it
well
up.
not clock in, I mean, I don't hope they tie it up. I don't think they're going to tie it up. But if Aaron Jones isn't going to clock in, I mean, yeah, Aaron Judge isn't going to clock into work. Sorry, Aaron Jones. Shot him a slant, stray. But if Aaron Judge isn't going to clock into work, why am I supposed to buy in on the Yankees? That's the main thing for me. The guy fucking
Yeah.
sucks right now. And that's really all it comes down to, is he couldn't hit a fucking wiffle ball. And he's getting exposed right now. And you can't get exposed in the last week of October. So if you're going to
This
get
is
exposed
Stanton's
in the last
plan.
week of October, Stanton's playing, but it can't come down to Giancarlo. The Yankees didn't spend all that money for it to come down to Giancarlo. He's supposed to
So
be like the topping.
it's like Judge is Kawhi and fucking Stanton's Paul George, like he's the second option.
No, because the second option is Soto. I mean, the one option probably it's like 1A and 1B with
Oh
Judge
yeah,
and
I'm
Soto.
tripping. Yeah, I forgot
Yeah,
Soto's on the
it's
team.
1A and 1B with Soto and Judge. But right now it's looking like 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D is all Soto because Aaron Judge, like I'm saying, might as well not even clock into work.
Yeah, I think it's Soto's team right now.
He might as well not even clock into work, and the Dodgers pitching staff is pitching electric right now. Anthony Bonda's pitching great. That's another guy that needs to get some recognition. All through October, through two games in the World Series now, Anthony Bonda's doing great. Brian looks phenomenal. Gratterall got in there last night, looked a little suspicious, but got the job done. Dodgers pitching staff is just on another level right need. Right, another level right now for me. And if Aaron Judge is going to struggle, he's not going to get out of that struggle in the next three games, two games. So give me Dodgers in five.
All I'm gonna say too is, I want the Yankees to win those two games in New York and bring it back, because I want to see what's gonna happen if they can bring it back to LA tied up. But like what the like what's up with them jerseys, man? Like, why they should have threw on them don't they still have those all blue na those neat navy blue jersey alternate?
Yankees?
Yeah.
I don't have a damn. I don't keep up with the Yankees.
Man, throw that on, man. Make it look
Is it the
like,
jerseys? Is that
yeah,
the
like
problem?
it's probably that, man. It's
That's the
probably that.
problem.
I can't
World
even
Series,
lie.
everything. That may be it. I
You
think
look
it's
good, you
probably
feel
going to
good,
Nestor Cortez. That's fair, but I think the problem's probably going to Nestor Cortez in a
right?
World Series game.
Yeah, they did
That's
him dirty,
probably it.
man.
Or it's the uniform. Maybe it's both, Nestor and the uniforms. And that's why they gave up the Grand Slam, because when it was Nestor in the uniform, it was like a double, you know what I'm saying? Like it was two bad things at
Oh,
once.
I got a question. I got a
Yeah.
question, because we do this to every team that makes the World Series, the finals, the Super Bowl. We do this to every team. We always say, do you think they can come back the following season? Do you think the Yankees, if they were to lose, could come back?
I don't think so, because you got to understand that Juan Soto's on a contract year. He's walking after this year. So if the Yankees don't pay him, or Juan Soto wants to walk after this year, what would you do if you're Juan Soto?
Damn,
You play
already?
106, you play 106, yeah, he's only on a 1-year deal. If you play 162 games with a guy like Aaron Judge, who hits 59 home runs, AL MVP, career is, everybody knows, is horrible come playoffs. You overlook that. You play 162 games for the Yankees, wear the pinstripes, whatever it may be. Come down to October baseball, Aaron Judge, right on cue, starts to play like shit the moment the calendar strikes October. Juan Soto, who's a great career October player, is keeping the Yankees in this fucking thing. If I'm Juan Soto and the Yankees lose this series because of Aaron Judge's incompetence, and I know that I can go get probably easily the most expensive and most lucrative MLB contract in history, I'm not staying in New York.
Where can you go?
With a guy like Aaron Boone, it doesn't matter where he, I mean, fuck it, come to the Dodgers at this point.
You think they could do
I
that?
mean, if they wanted to,
God damn,
fuck
they got
it.
money like that?
It's going to come down to that, because nobody's going to be able to afford Juan Soto. That's the other thing, is he just turned down a $400 million contract before this season.
From the Padres, right?
He turned down a $445 million deal to bet on himself and say, I can make more money. I'm going to play a season as a 1-year deal and be a free agent after next year. And he doubled down on himself, and it paid dividends, because now he's going to get a fucking, I don't even know what type of contract.
Hold on, so
And
he
the only
basically did
team
some
that's going to be able
Kawhi
to
shit.
afford that is the Dodgers.
He basically did some Kawhi shit.
Essentially.
Because remember when he left the Spurs, he went to the Raptors on 1 year deal, and then he
Yeah,
left. Damn, that's
essentially.
crazy.
That's essentially what Juan Soto's done right now. He already won a
But
World Series at 20. He's Hall of Fame for sure at this point. Why the fuck, if I'm Juan Soto, I'm going to get paid whatever type of money I want. Why am I going to stay in New York with a schmuck like Aaron Judge, who can't get it done in October? Because I don't think Juan Soto gives a damn about the money at this point. That's my opinion. I'm obviously not a professional athlete, but like, if I feel like, if I was a professional athlete making hundreds of millions of dollars, you could
right.
take a pay cut or whatever to get a championship. Like, those extra millions or extra zeros, whatever, probably won't matter in the long run for a guy like Juan Soto when you're making $500 million.
Yeah.
But
He
he's
wants
not
the
going to want to stay
championship.
with a guy like Aaron Judge. Exactly. It's not about money. He wants to win. It's the same thing with Shohei. It's the exact same thing as Shohei. Shohei knew, I'm going to get paid whatever dollar amount I want to get paid, but I want to win. But it also comes down to the fact that if you want to get paid, if you know you can get paid whatever dollar amount you want in the MLB and you want to win, what other team do you go to?
Yeah.
What other team do you go to? There's only one team that fits both of those categories. They're going to pay you an exorbitant sum of money and have you play in October baseball, especially after this Dodger season. So fuck, I can't rule out Juan Soto to the Dodgers. Because, like I said, it comes down. I don't know what their how the MLB cap space works, whatever the fuck. But if it comes down to the Dodgers have to put up that price tag, and it's Dodgers versus Yankees in the bid to get Aaron to get Juan Soto, he's gonna go to the Dodgers, I think personally. But that's just my opinion. My opinion. Because at this point, I think the World Series is over. I think Aaron Boone is frazzled. I think the
Yeah, I
Yankees are
think the
frazzled.
Dodgers are taking it. I'm just saying I wanted to like stay competitive, but I do think the Dodgers will take it.
At this point, I think it's too much to come back from at this point. Being in a 2-0 hole, I mean, it obviously it just comes down to game three. If the Yankees lose game three, this shit's over.
Yeah,
But even
they gotta
I
win
feel
game
like it
three.
just to me, in my opinion, if it's the World Series, top of the stage, and you're playing the Los Angeles Dodgers with Shohei Ohtani, who did get hurt tonight, so we'll see where he's at for game three. But Shohei, Freddie, Mookie, and every other guy on that Shohei on that Dodgers roster, and we're doing this if they win game three, if they lose game three, if this, that, and the third, you're gonna lose. Because if we're already doing the if, what's, and the buts against the Dodgers in the World Series, there's not enough time for it's, what's, and buts.
Yeah.
It's gonna be the Dodgers. This series is over to me. We can't entertain hypotheticals in the World Series.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I
You
feel
gotta
like
go
this
out and
series will
win
be over.
baseball.
No. Yeah, I feel like no, I feel like the Yankees, if they win game three, I feel like they can tie it up. But if they lose game three, I think it's
It's
over.
100% over. 100%. No question. But who knows? If they win game three and Shohei's out, say Shohei has to miss the next two games with the. I think they're saying what they said when he went down. I don't know if you're watching when he tried to steal second. They said that on the Japanese broadcast and like on the hot mic, it picked up Shohei in Japanese saying something to the effect of like, I popped out my shoulder. Or you know what I'm saying? Like a shoulder dislocation. It's just, shoulder dislocation.
Yeah.
So. That left shoulder, he's a left-handed hitter. He'll maybe have to miss a game or two. I'm not a doctor, but who knows? If he has to miss a game
Damn.
or two, Yankees game three without Shohei, that could change the series. But if Shohei Ohtani suits up for the Dodgers game three, give me the Dodgers. And at that point, it's over.
Yeah, I think I just got the series.
Shit, I
How
really
many
didn't think about that
chances
until
did
I
they
said
have?
about the Juan Soto. I think, what's the number now? I didn't think about that Juan Soto thing until I said it out loud. That Juan Soto has the potential to become a Dodger next year. Because I don't know, like I said, who else is going to fucking pay him? Dodgers have seven right now, so that'll be eight.
Who got the
It should be
most?
eight. It's the Dodgers. Or it's probably the
What
Yankees, actually. Who has most World Series wins? Yeah, it's the Yankees. I think they have nine.
Oh, wow.
Oh, they have 27. What the fuck? I'm tripping.
Damn.
But it's like the
Damn.
Lakers though, where most of them it was like fucking
When it was
black
the
and white
30s and
TV was still a
50s.
thing. Yeah, like this was 1923. Like get the fuck out of here.
No, yeah, fuck that shit.
So yeah, number two is Red Sox with nine, and then it's A's have nine, Giants have
Yeah.
eight, Dodgers have seven. They'll have eight after this year and be tied with the Giants.
Oh, I know they want to do
But
that.
yeah, so that's gonna happen this year. But I think this game ended. Did you see pregame when Ice Cube came out? Did you watch that?
Yo, that was cold.
Did you see Alex Verdugo throwing up West Coast on the fucking Yankees bullpen or the Yankees dugout?
No,
Pre,
nah,
I
I
think
didn't
the
see
game
that
ended at
part.
that point. Alex Verdugo
Nah.
forgot what team he was on. He thought he was still a Dodger.
Nah, I didn't see that part.
The game ended there for me. The moment Alex Verdugo threw up West Coast, the game
But that
ended.
was, yeah, that was a
That
cool pregame.
was cool. But I'm just glad they won. Because if they brought Cube out and they lost, that would have looked like a fucking disaster.
Yeah,
If that whole
Cube would have been
shenanigans
fucked.
went out, if that
Yeah.
whole shenanigans went on and the Dodgers lost, that would have been a fucking joke. So I'm glad that
Not
they got
yet.
the win. But let's cut it there and then we'll come back for part two to run the NFL predictions for week nine.
Wait.
All right. All right, Porch Talk, October 22nd, part two with Xavier going over NFL week. I said week nine and part one is week eight. This is why I failed freshman year statistics my first year of college. Sorry, Mom. Start off Philadelphia, Cincinnati. I'm gonna just fire these at you. Philly Cincy.
I
In
got Philly.
Cincy.
Philly.
Wow. Philly in Cincy. What if I told you that Cincy's a 3-point favorite tomorrow? In
I know,
Cincy.
but I feel like the Eagles, I mean the Bengals defense won't be able to handle Barkley.
That's a good point. Oh yeah, you know what? That may sell me entirely, honestly. Because
Yeah,
Jalen
their
Hurts
defense
only
is
has to do
trash.
a medium. At this point, Jalen Hurts only has to do a mediocre job to be in
Yeah, I feel.
position to win football games.
Yeah, I feel like if it's not the Panthers, it's the Bengals that got the worst defense in the league.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't think they'll be able to contain Saquon tomorrow. He's going just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, he's gonna go stupid on them tomorrow.
Shit. In Cincy? Cincy has
Yeah.
to win. If they lose tomorrow, that season's probably over.
Yeah, they have to win tomorrow, but I feel like the Eagles, I don't know, but yeah, the Bengals do have to. I hope the Bengals do win, but I think the Eagles is gonna win.
Baltimore, Cleveland, Jameis Winston. The Jameis Winston show is in town in Cleveland. Baltimore's missing like their entire secondary. Perfect timing.
I'm gonna say the Raiders, but only by a hair because I want to see how Derrick Henry goes up against the Browns defense. Like
That's a good point.
I want to see if he can run them all over them. You know what I'm saying? I want to see if he could do that. But I see the Ravens win because the Browns, their offense is not really good. But Chubb is back, so they might score because he might carry them. But I don't know.
Jameis is driving the boat tomorrow.
I mean, Jameis is not bad, so I'm not saying like the Browns is
Baltimore's
like.
been horrible through the air all year to begin with, and now they're missing their whole secondary.
Yeah. Wait,
So,
so
if there's any week,
Hamilton's out too?
no, Kyle Hamilton's playing, but in terms of like their DBs.
Oh, okay.
So, if there was ever a week for Jameis Winston to reemerge on the scene, it's J-Mo time tomorrow. Baltimore's only an 8-point favorite, which is crazy to me. A team that's in a position to win the Super Bowl is only an 8-point favorite against the, what are they, 1-7 now, 2-5 Cleveland Browns with Jameis
Yeah.
Winston playing quarterback.
Yep.
And Baltimore's only an 8-point favorite. That tells me Vegas is nervous.
Yeah.
Vegas is nervous that Jameis is going to go out there for 450 tomorrow, all over Baltimore. Fuck it. Give me Cleveland tomorrow. Give me Cleveland over Baltimore
You got the
tomorrow.
Browns?
Give me Cleveland over Baltimore tomorrow. Give me Cleveland over Baltimore tomorrow.
Why?
Jameis. Baltimore can't stop a fucking nosebleed through the air this year. Now they're missing their secondary. They're
But
only an 8-point favorite against Cleveland, a
they have
team that
no
should win a
offense.
Super Bowl.
The Browns have
They
no
have Jameis
offense.
Winston.
Who's he going to throw it to?
Exactly. That's when Jameis does even better when he's throwing to people you've never even heard of.
Man, you know what's crazy? I was just watching some on some a short on YouTube, and it was like a throwback of Jameis Winston when he threw like what 30 interceptions on the Bucks. I'm like,
With
damn,
31,
man.
with 32 touchdowns.
Yeah, I was like, yo, like that's really crazy how he like really did that. But I was like, every time, like when seeing the picks, I was like, I wonder like what the locker room was like every time he would throw a pick because there was a lot of games they could have won.
Yeah, fuck yeah, but that's the Jameis Winston experience. He's gonna throw 32 touchdowns, but he's gonna throw 31 interceptions and lose
No,
33 games.
it's really crazy.
So,
I got the
give me
Ravens.
Cleveland tomorrow. Give me Cleveland tomorrow. Give me
Yeah, I got the
Jameis.
Ravens.
Vegas only has the line at 8. That tells me Vegas is nervous. Vegas thinks J-Mo's gonna go in there and handle business. That's exactly what that tells me. But then you have Tennessee, Detroit in Detroit. That one should be easy.
The Lions. Give me the Lions.
Yeah, I don't see any. Is it who's going tomorrow for Tennessee? Is it what's his face that got hit in the head with the helmet? Rudolph? Is he going tomorrow?
Yeah, I think he, yeah.
Is it Mason tomorrow? Yeah, I don't see
I mean, they
how.
play better with him, but I still don't think it's enough.
Yeah, you lose D Hop also. First week of that D Hop. Yeah, give me Detroit. See, they're an 11.5-point favorite. Just to put that in context,
Detroit better
Tennessee,
win that shit.
Detroit's an 11.5-point favorite against Tennessee, and Baltimore's only an 8-point favorite against Cleveland. Put that into context.
Because
Granted,
if
it is in Detroit, but
Detroit should keep winning because if they can get a home field for the championship. If like say if they go back to the championship, that'll be good to get them to go to the Super Bowl.
I think Detroit may win the Super Bowl this year, but we can
Oh, I'm
have
not
that
even gonna argue with that.
conversation.
I'm not even
We
gonna
can,
argue.
yeah, we can save that. I'll give
Detroit
you
the
the score on
Chiefs?
the next one down in Miami,
What?
10 a.m. tomorrow. Miami,
Say it again.
Arizona. I said I'll give you the floor on this one down in Miami tomorrow, 10 a.m. or
Oh,
1 p.m. I guess.
what's
Tua's
tomorrow week?
back.
I mean, yeah, it's week 8 tomorrow, right? Yeah, two is back. Ah, you know what? I'm really like,
Arizona's in town.
we have to win this game. We gotta win
Yeah,
this game,
absolutely.
cause if we want to keep the season alive, you know what I'm saying? At least keep the season alive for a couple more weeks. We gotta win tomorrow. We gotta win tomorrow, and I feel like we can. I don't know what's good with the defense. Like, I expected the defense to play. I mean, the defense hasn't been too bad, but I expected. I don't even know why our offense is not playing good. Cause like we still got Hill, we still got Waddle. I'm just
And
really
there's nobody good
disappointed.
on offense besides Tua.
You know what's really crazy? Last year, people were saying, "Oh, Tua's only doing it because he has Hill and Waddle." But this proves that they need him too.
It's vice versa. Yeah, at this point, I agree with you on that.
Is that like you know? I know Tua was playing bad before he got injured, but like I'm saying, he was having bad games before that. Every QB does go through that, but it's not like let's not forget what he did last year. It was like two games in before he got injured. But I mean, when he got injured, so. Let's see what happens when he comes back. I ain't gonna lie, he looks mad. He looks hungry. Because every time the reporters
Is
ask
that
him
the
something,
look?
yeah, because every time
Is
they
that what's
ask him
causing
something,
it?
yeah, every time they ask him something about that damn Guardian shit, he looked like he want to kill them. So I feel like he's gonna come back, go crazy. So I feel like I got my Dolphins somewhere.
I'm not a brain surgeon. I'm not a neurologist. My brother is. He goes to school for that.
Oh,
But
that's
how the
what's up.
fuck is Tua able to get on the NFL field? Like,
I
how can you, how the fuck at this point? Like, I'm calling bullshit at this point, I think.
You
Because
know, it's him, man. He gotta feed his family.
your family's been fed. You're in the NFL, Jack. He's been in the NFL 5 years. He's on a
I mean, he
$200
could.
million dollar deal.
Yeah, he's set for life. I think he's probably
The
set for life,
family's
but
been fed.
I don't know, man.
How is he suiting up for an NFL game? They are gonna hunt him tomorrow, man.
The Cardinals really don't got no defense, no scary defense, so I'm not really worried about.
Buda Baker's gonna hunt.
I mean, Buddha,
That
but
whole
like.
Arizona team's gonna hunt. Tua's got such a big target on his back, in my opinion, now.
Yeah.
Especially when you see how Miami plays without him.
I
That
got
team
my
almost
Dolphins
got
tomorrow.
fucking relegated to high school football without Tua on the field. They almost
Yeah.
lost to the Jacoby Brissett-led Patriots. They should have lost to the Jacoby Brissett-led Patriots.
Nah, fuck that, man.
So I don't know, man.
We're not losing to the Patriots. We beat y'all like what, four straight?
I don't even know if I have two again through tomorrow.
So you got the Cardinals tomorrow?
Fuck a guardian cap. They gotta put him out there in one of those bubble vests.
I mean, what's wrong? Well, I don't think he just wear it. Like, is he embarrassed to wear it or some shit? No,
They gotta
nothing
put
wrong. It
him
don't look
head
nothing
to
looks
toe
wrong
in
with
some
it.
bubble wrap. I don't give a fuck what they're gonna put on him. Put a damn knight shining armor on him at this point, right?
What
They're
would you
gonna.
say it looked like?
They could put a fucking knight in shining armor on him. They could put fucking anything onto it at this point. I don't think
Yeah.
it matters. So, I mean, he needs to put that damn guardian cap on.
Yeah, I feel like
He
he
needs
should
to
wear
put
it, but
something on.
you
I think
can't, you know what I'm saying?
him putting the guardian cap on at this point is like wearing a retainer instead of getting braces.
Yeah, like it's you can't really tell him nothing. I mean, you know what I'm saying? He's the head of his family, so it's his
Yeah.
decision. I don't know. It's up to him. I mean, I feel like he's set for life. I mean, you know what I'm saying? He got a brother that's gonna come into the NFL soon, so
I just
I
think if
don't
it
know.
reaches the point where Antonio Brown is weighing in on the situation, telling you may have to hang him up, if Antonio Brown is the one telling you to look in the
Yeah.
mirror and say maybe it's time to hang him up, we may be too far with Tua. That's the thing for me.
If Antonio Brown, all people say you got CTE.
Yeah, if he is the if Antonio Brown is
No.
the if Antonio Brown is the wise voice in this situation, We may be too far gone.
Yeah,
We
because
may
the
be too
attendance
far
was
gone.
crazy.
We may be too far gone. So I wish Tua the best, though. I hope Miami, I don't hope Miami shows up as a Patriots fan, but I hope they're fun to watch team. But
I need us
we'll
to score
see.
70 on somebody this season.
I don't think that's gonna
I need
happen.
that. I need that to happen at least once a year. Like that needs to be a Miami tradition.
Game of the week up next in
Look.
Foxborough at Gillette. Drake May takes on the New York Jets, the New York Football Jets.
That's the game of the week.
This is my game of the week. That's Porch Talk's game of the week.
I was about to say,
Hell no, that's the Porch Talk game of the week. Drake
Jets
May is about
versus
to
the
expose
Patriots.
Aaron Rodgers at Fox in Foxborough at Gillette. It's going to be nice to see. Jets are only a 7-point favorite.
Jets better win this damn game. I mean, they have to win at least seven of the. What's how many? Like they have to. They're what they're 2-5, right?
Yeah.
And how many games we got left?
So I think we're in week 8, 9 weeks left.
Yeah, they gotta win at least like seven of those games, right?
Yeah.
So they gotta win. They gotta win tomorrow, man. Like if they lose
Except they're
tomorrow, man,
running
it's
into
over.
Drake May.
So you think the Patriots are gonna win tomorrow? You got the Patriots?
Yes. I've had the Patriots since game fucking week one. Every week I have the Patriots. And this week, yes, I absolutely have the Patriots.
I feel like this would be
Absolutely.
like this is gonna be like a not even an offensive game. This is gonna be like some defensive shit.
Hell no. Wait till you see what Drake May does tomorrow. Tune in for the Drake May Show, 10 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow.
We will see. So
CBS.
he's better than Mac Jones completely.
Apsa, fuck it. Drake May is better with Mac Jones if you made him play quarterback in the back of a fucking minivan.
Nah, I'm not even trying to hear that, Connor, because back in 2021, everybody was hyping him up when y'all got to the playoffs.
No. Watch the Drake May Show tomorrow, 10 a.m. Pacific time. Tune in for it. Ayahuasca Aaron's gonna be out and under.
We're gonna see.
Atlanta, Tampa, in Tampa. Tampa's missing everybody. That's gonna be Atlanta. Atlanta's only a 2.5-point favorite though, which is kind of crazy.
Give me Baker. I got the Bucks.
Really?
Yep, I got the Bucks.
I mean,
I got the Bucks.
Vegas doesn't disagree with you. Atlanta's only a 2-point favorite.
Yeah, I got. I think the Bucks are gonna still win that division.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Baker Mayfield, he's a dog.
That's a
I feel
resilient
like,
locker room.
yeah, I feel like the Browns did him dirty. The Browns, they always doing their players dirty. But
That'd be great to see if Tampa won the division. Two Hurricanes, two star players out.
yep.
It's been a tough season. So
He's
yeah,
a
I mean,
dog.
if Atlanta's only a 2.5-point favorite against Tampa Bay, that, I mean, it's in Tampa, but still. On paper, Atlanta should win this game by the third quarter.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. I don't think we can rule out Baker tomorrow.
As
You have
long as they're
Jacksonville and Green
busted.
Bay.
Oh, you said who?
Jacksonville, Green Bay. Green Bay in Jacksonville.
Oh, Jordan Love versus Trevor Lawrence.
And Green Bay is a 4-point favorite.
The Jacksonville Jaguars just came off that win last week against y'all. They looked pretty good last week. But I got the Packers. They got a little bit of momentum from that come behind win against the Texans. So give me the Packers.
Yeah, I think the Packers too, because I don't think Jacksonville can't stop a nosebleed through the air, much like Baltimore.
Yeah, you give me them. Give me the
And
Packers.
Jordan Love is playing ridiculous. So yeah, give me Green Bay.
Oh, yeah, Jordan West
But
playing
Green
good.
Bay is only a 4-point favorite.
I mean, it's
What are
probably
up
gonna
with
be a
these
close
lines?
game. Yeah, it's
You
probably
think
gonna be a
so?
little close. Yeah, it's probably gonna be a close game. But the Packers gonna win. I don't know. You think Doug Peterson is gonna get fired?
Yes. If they lose this week, yes. Trevor Lawrence may be with him.
Damn,
That may be a
that's
two for
crazy,
one.
man. That's
They may
crazy.
have
So,
both of them in that firing.
you think he should like be a head coach at all?
Doug may have to hang him up. There's probably a Pop Warner team out there that
He got a
needs a
ring, man.
coach.
Put some
Maybe his
respect on his
son.
name.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not disrespecting Doug Peterson. I'm just saying, like, at this point, maybe he's got a little nephew that's playing
I'll go to college.
AYSO, playing 12U, playing Pop Warner. Go be the defensive coordinator for your middle school team, Doug.
I mean, he did what he did. He
There's no
beat
shame
Tom
in it.
Brady. Yeah.
There's no shame. Exactly. You beat Tom Brady in a Super Bowl.
You good. He'll be fine.
off some bullshit. So live in that. Go coach a middle school team, Doug. There's no, nothing wrong with it. Go coach some flag football. Nothing
Yep.
wrong with it.
You'll be fine.
Indianapolis at Houston.
Oh, okay. I like this. I like this
Speaking
matchup.
of getting fired, you have Anthony Richardson in this one.
Anthony Richardson.
Bottom five quarterbacks in the NFL.
I don't know, man. When he got drafted, I thought he was gonna be really, really good, but I think he just needs to develop a little more. Like I think he needs to be a little I think he needs to be back a backup a little bit for right now. And just because you know what I'm saying, he just causes too many turnovers. And sometimes he's overthrowing receivers, missing passes. So I don't know.
You know what
I
he
got
looks
to
like to
pack
me?
what?
Cam Newton on the Patriots during the pandemic.
You think
Except
so?
he's 22. He looks like a 32-year-old Cam Newton to me. Except
You know,
he's what, 21 years old?
you know what he
That's how
reminds me
Anthony
of?
Richardson plays football for me.
You think so? Because you know what reminds me of? He reminds me of when Jared Goff first came into the league. I think he just needed to get the right coach. Once he gets the right coach, like you know when Sean McVay got there, like he was just one of those dudes. Like when nobody really knew the if the, like Sean McVay was going to do what he did with the Rams, but I feel like just getting a better coach or something, or something, I don't know, something. Because he has talent, you know what I'm saying? Like
Yeah,
the
it's
game,
there.
yeah, like he has talent. Like just don't give up on him. Like I feel like they just give up on quarterback, so either just don't give up on him.
I'm just saying, if you watch Anthony Richardson play a snap, watch him roll out right, make a throw, whatever, even the throwing mechanics, and then close your eyes or go on YouTube and watch Cam Newton Patriots pandemic highlights. That's the same
And
quarterback. That's the same player.
you know what's crazy? My cousin, she goes to Florida State, and her boyfriend, he does something with the Florida State football team. He said he watched Anthony Richardson play, and I was like, bro. And this is before the draft, and I was like, bro, he's about to be a dog in the NFL. And he told me, bro, he was like, bro, that dude's trash. And I was like, what? You
That's what
think
I'm
he's
saying.
trash?
Yeah,
He was like, he's trash. I was like, nah. What were you saying?
no, that's what, I agree completely with the mystery man, mystery Florida State man. I agree.
Yeah,
I
I
don't
was
believe
like,
in Anthony
nah.
Richardson at all. So give me CJ in Houston, especially in a bounce back spot, considering CJ had 86 passing yards against Green Bay last week. Tank Dell had zero. Give me Houston.
Damn.
In
Damn.
Houston. Joe Mixon may go for 375 yards tomorrow.
That's crazy. Colts don't. I'm not too familiar with their defense.
They can't, that there's a reason you're not familiar with their defense, Xavier.
They don't got Leonard no more?
Their
Or
defense is a
Buckner?
hot mess. Now
Like
they
they.
have Buckner, but their defense is a hot mess.
Yeah, I was about to say they used to have a defense.
They still kind of do, but not to compete with Houston or more.
I mean they
Not to
still got
compete with
Taylor
Houston.
though. So Taylor, he's still gonna
Jonathan,
go
is he
out.
playing tomorrow? I think he's playing tomorrow, actually. You're right.
Yeah, he's
First week after
top
3 weeks
five
he
running back.
missed. I don't know about that.
You don't think he's top five?
Let me think. McCaffrey, I'll have McCaffrey. Kamara, I have Bakara. Kamara. Saquon, I have Saquon. Shit, this year, give me Joe Mixon over Jonathan Taylor. Yeah, I don't know about top five. That maybe top 10 for sure, but top
Joe
five's maybe
Mixon
a
over
stretch.
Jonathan Taylor?
This year, absolutely. Absolutely this year. The way Joe Mixon's been playing football, absolutely.
Oh, no, I can't argue with that.
Absolutely. You have Saints at the Chargers. First afternoon game in LA.
I got the Chargers. Give me the
Yeah.
Chargers.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to agree with you on this one. I want to believe in Spencer Rattler somewhat, but I don't.
I'm just like ever since Drew Brees retired, the Saints just haven't been good at all. I don't know
Yeah, I'm going to agree
what's
with
up with
you.
them. I don't know what's up with them.
Ever since that
I
Minneapolis miracle,
yeah.
Saints
I don't
haven't
know
done a
what's
damn thing.
yeah. I mean they
I think
had
it's
plenty
Derek
of
Carr. I think
opportunity.
any team that relies on Derek Carr, you're not going to win football games.
Like the Saints should really have a Super Bowl ring right now, but like it's just been so many years of like them bad playoff calls. I really do feel bad because they really had some elite teams that
And that's
really
a
should have
great
won a
football
ring.
city.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So like,
When you're
it would
talking
have been
about fan
crazy too.
bases, yeah, when you're talking
Yeah.
about fan bases, 12th Ward, French Ward, all of New Orleans. I love New Orleans. So yeah, I need to. You want it like that's a team I want to root for. I miss rooting for the Saints. I 100% agree with you. I was that little 12-year-old rooting for the Saints, Drew Brees jersey.
They playing with them on Madden, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I miss the Saints, but
Like,
it's just. It's getting to a point where it's almost I just Kamara confuses me because he I mean you gotta respect it whatever you want to end your career with the same team whoop de whoop de whoop, but man he is such a waste on this team because he would impact so many winning football programs immediately.
he doesn't
It's a
want to
shame
leave.
to see he doesn't want to Because they came out this week and said that he requested a trade. He immediately went on Twitter and said, I did not say that. I'm staying in New Orleans. And then I think they re-signed him on a big deal.
So he
So,
probably playing for money or some shit because they ain't winning
yeah.
shit. They ain't
Yeah,
winning
I mean,
shit.
I don't know what it is, but it's a shame to see. It's a
They
shame
still
to
got
see.
Cam Jordan, right?
Yeah.
And DeMario Davis.
Yeah.
I mean, so they still got a little bit of like a defense, but
Yeah, I mean the Saints aren't a horrible. I mean they're not horrible, but they're not going to win. Like it's not winning football. No one's buying in on the Saints,
they probably just need a quarterback.
especially with Shaheed now out for the season. I don't know when Derek Carr's coming back. Olave is out again.
Dang,
He can't stay
it's
healthy.
neat. You said Shahid is out.
Yeah, he tore his MCL a couple weeks ago, 2 weeks
So he's
ago.
out for a year, right?
Yeah.
Damn,
That's
so
what I'm
yeah.
saying. Like, why? Free Alvin Kamara. Like, imagine Kamara in the Dallas backfield right now. Sunday night football against the Niners, except it's Alvin Kamara in the backfield.
That's what I'm saying. Dallas, him in Dallas would be crazy.
Let Alvin Kamara go anywhere.
Yeah,
And
him
there
on
would be
Dallas
enough.
would be, yeah. That
Go
would be
anywhere.
crazy. But I think they should just give it up this year. Just get ready for that draft. Get ready for that draft.
I
Get ready for
think
that
you have to
draft.
at this point. Even if Derek Carr comes back, you have Buffalo at Seattle in Seattle. Josh Allen, I think, still has the MVP campaign going for himself. I traded for Amari Cooper in both of my fantasy leagues, so I need him to go crazy tomorrow. But I have faith in Buffalo. Seattle looks good, though. Seattle's defense has been underrated this year. Seattle's defense, Geno looks good. DK's out.
They playing in Seattle, right? Give me the Bills. Yeah, I feel like Josh Allen. Yeah, give me the Bills.
Yeah, they're a 3-point favorite in Seattle.
Yeah,
So
give me
I
the
got
Bills.
Buffalo tomorrow.
But it's a close
Okay.
game.
Yeah, I'm gonna say like 28-22 that one, right around that 28-21, somewhere around there. Carolina, Denver. I don't care if the Lord himself walks. You already know where I'm going. I don't care if the Lord himself walked down from the clouds and said, the world is going to end if you do not watch Carolina Denver. I'm not doing it.
Man, ain't nobody but Denver and people in Denver and Charlotte watching that.
I don't think people in Denver or Charlotte are watching that either. I don't think anybody's watching that.
Only the people that's gonna be there is probably just gonna be seeing that.
That may be one of the worst football games of all time tomorrow. It's going to be Bryce Young tomorrow. It could be 50 to 45 for all we know. That could be a shootout.
Nah, it might be like the score might be end up being like fucking 2-0 some shit.
Yeah, it's going to be 7-3 or it's going to be 200 to 300.
Like for real, like Denver gonna get a safety and that's it.
Yeah, it's going to be 3-2 or 3,000 to 4,000.
Well,
That game is going to be a mess.
you
Yeah,
said
Bryce
Bryce
Young is
Young.
starting tomorrow. But they have no
Oh
wide
hell
receiver. Adam
nah.
Thielen's out. Adam Thielen's out. Deontay Johnson's out.
Bro, they throwing him into the fire again. You gonna let him start? You gonna let
Yeah.
him start up against Patrick Surtain?
Yep. Against a great Denver defense.
I think he's the best corner in the league.
You know, 3 weeks ago, I would have disagreed with you and said it was Christian Gonzalez. But
Over
after his past couple weeks, I'm gonna have to agree with you probably.
like he's like the Kawhi of the NFL.
Yeah, I like PS2, but they're throwing Bryce back into the fire with that. Yeah, that's gonna be a
Now, Christian Gonzalez is nice though.
he is
I
very
like him.
nice.
He's the
That's
only
gonna
one
be
that
an
really
interest.
gives
That's gonna be a bad
Tyreek Hill
one.
to work. You say what?
That's gonna be a bad one in Denver tomorrow.
Yeah.
Not
Nah,
a
but
chance. I'm tuning in for that.
I got Denver though.
Yeah, I guess Denver. Fuck it. No, fuck it. Give me Bryce Young just to make it interesting.
You got the
Give me
Panthers?
yeah. Give
Yeah,
me
I got
Bryce
Denver
and
for their
Xavier
defense.
Leggett. Or is it
Okay.
Leggett? How do you say it? Is it Xavier Leggett or Leggett? What is it?
I think it's Leggett.
Kansas City Raiders. I don't know if you saw this, but apparently all through practice this week, I saw a couple videos and pictures. The Raiders were using Kermit the Frog dolls to like to say it's Pat. Pat's been getting asked about it in the broadcast. He or asked about it in the media. He got asked about it today. He said it's going to be handled with. So I don't know if Pat Mahomes is the man you want to piss off in the NFL, especially with DeAndre Hopkins he's thrown to now. So I'm going to take Kansas City comfortably against the Las Vegas Raiders tomorrow.
You know what? Give me the Raiders. The last
Fuck that.
time the Chiefs lost, they lost to the Raiders on Christmas. Give me
That's
the
true.
Raiders. The Raiders are about to set, they're about to make history. Give me
They
the
lost to the
Raiders.
Raiders twice last year.
Exactly. Give me the Raiders.
I don't know. If you have Pat Mahomes the day before kickoff coming onto the media, or 2 days before kickoff, sorry, coming onto the media and saying it's going to be dealt with, I think you just pissed off. I don't know if that's who you want to piss off.
Man, ain't shit gonna be dealt with from him.
What the fuck do you mean? If
Man,
anybody
look.
was going to be dealing with shit, it's going to be Patrick Mahomes.
Antonio
There's probably
Pierce,
nobody less you want to piss off than Patrick Mahomes.
he said last year they have a rule for Patrick Mahomes, like a Jordan rule or some shit. They're gonna contain him tomorrow. Just watch. Just watch.
Hell no. I
And
think Pat may go for 475.
is Hopkins playing tomorrow?
Yeah, but they said he may be on like a condensed rule.
But
Like he's
like they
not all
only
the way
got
up to
Juju
speed.
right now, right?
Juju's playing. Justin Watson, Travis Kelce, Xavier Worthy.
Hold on, what the
Yeah,
hell?
that's about it.
What happened to Sky Moore? They cut him or some shit?
Now he's on the team. He just sucks. I just didn't feel like saying his name.
Yeah, this was supposed to be his year.
It's never supposed to be his year.
Cause this is like his third year in the league. Damn, okay,
Nah,
damn.
Sky Moore is not doing a goddamn thing.
Give me the Raiders,
But
man.
hell no. You have Pat Mahomes saying it's gonna be dealt with. Give me Pat.
Man,
You
give
have
me the Raiders.
Chicago, Washington after that.
Oh, for real?
Jaden Daniels plays. Yeah. I think Jaden
Ooh.
Daniels is playing. That's what they've
Caleb
said up to
Williams
this
versus
point.
Jaden Daniels.
Give me Chicago.
Oh, that's gonna be a good game. I mean, you know, I really don't even know. I don't
In
even know.
Washington.
Damn, give me the Commanders, man. Give me the Commanders.
All right, I'm gonna go Chicago. I like Chicago. Chicago's defense showed up this year. Washington's defense been horrible. Caleb's been balling. I'm going Chicago. And if
Yeah, give
Jaden
me
Daniels is hurt.
I mean, if Jaden Daniels is not playing, give
Now
me
he's playing, but
Chicago.
he's hurt.
Oh,
He's
nah, yeah, I
playing, but
still
he's
got the
hurt.
Commanders. He only had a concussion he had what, last week?
It was a rib injury.
Okay. Now, yeah,
It
I
was
still got
rib.
Jaden Daniels. Because he was
Chicago's a
getting.
2-point favorite, so it's a basically Vegas has it at a toss up.
Nah, he gonna eat them hits because he was getting beat up at LSU. So he gonna eat all that shit. He gonna eat up them hits.
And then you have a probably game of the week, I think, right? Dallas 49ers in Santa Clara. Two teams that I think it's an understatement to say need a win.
I'm not even gonna lie. This might be the time. This might be the time Dallas might win in San Francisco. I mean, in
I
Santa
think I
Clara.
have Dallas too. I was gonna say that too. I think I have those boys tomorrow.
But Parsons not playing tomorrow,
Yeah, you're missing Micah. Still missing Lawrence.
though. This is
No
really a game of
Deron
injuries.
Bland.
Like, this is really a
Yeah.
game of, like there's some preseason
Yeah.
shit.
But I have Dallas tomorrow. You got Dalvin Cook suiting up. I don't
For
think he's
real?
gonna
Okay,
do a
I got
damn thing.
Dallas.
He's not doing a damn thing. But
Yep. You don't think you're gonna do
you know who
anything?
is doing a damn thing tomorrow?
Who?
CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb. Give me 275, two touchdowns. I think Dak's gonna go for 500 yards tomorrow. I think this is gonna be the week that proves why I was telling everybody to bet that the Cowboys would win the Super Bowl before the
What's the
season
Cowboys?
started.
They're not winning shit this year. What's their record?
Cowboys are at this point, what are they, 2-5, 3-4, 3-3.
And you think they're gonna win the Super Bowl?
Not at this point. I'm saying when I was saying that preseason.
Oh, I was about to say, because like you
No,
gotta
not at
get
this
that
point.
up.
Yeah,
But
not at this point. But when I was saying it preseason, what I'm saying is this week against the Niners is going to be one of those games that would have had me thinking Dallas is going to win the Super Bowl. I don't like Brock this week. I don't like Debo this week. I don't know, man. I just don't think it's going to be a 49ers week.
I mean, but did
And
they,
I think they lose last week.
yeah.
They lose this week. McCaffrey's probably going to be done the rest of the season if they lose back-to-back weeks.
You know what's crazy? I saw some delusional fan in one of those 49ers pages on Instagram saying, oh, because you remember I told you the report saying like CMC might could play? And it said CMC will come back, Jennings, Samuels, and the boys, the crew. And they was like saying, oh, this gives us a chance to win on Sunday against Dallas and hopefully try to at least get a wild card spot and make a run to go back to the Super Bowl. I'm like, yo, these Niners fans are like dead ass like Cowboys fans. Like these two teams are dead ass meant for each other. Yeah. It's
I'm
like,
saying
bruh.
this could not be a better matchup tomorrow. Two teams
Exactly.
that have been absolutely miserable and should
Yes.
have been a lot better than they are, both
Yes.
need to win football games. Because essentially, this is like you have two stupid twin brothers, and one of them has to get rid of the other one.
Yep.
That's what this is like. That was a horrible analogy. But you know what I'm
Both.
trying to say?
Yeah.
Whoever loses this game tomorrow is out of the playoff picture 100%. No question. San Francisco loses tomorrow, Niners season is over. Dallas loses tomorrow, Mike McDaniels is fired midweek. Jerry Jones is having an anxiety attack on these podcasts every week now, trying to defend the Cowboys.
You
You
think
see this
John
whole
went
thing
to
about their tours?
about who?
About the tours, did you see that? That Jerry Jones is
No.
running tours during like the Cowboys practice?
No.
Yeah, that was the whole talk this week.
Man, Jerry.
They run tours of AT&T Stadium while the Cowboys players are practicing. And it's a
You know
distraction, is what they're saying.
what I would do? You know what I would do if I were Jerry Jones? Man, this dude's a isn't he a billionaire or some shit?
Hell yeah.
Man, I would just fucking retire, let my son take over. Go somewhere and just fucking rest, man. Like at
His
this
son's
point,
already
even
his son's the number two guy.
so
That's
his
how it's
son
set
is
up
really,
already.
but is his son really like calling shit?
I think it's his daughter, honestly, that's set up number two.
Wait, he
His
got
son
his
and daughter
daughter
are
running
both,
shit?
his son and daughter are like 2 and 3 in the Cowboys organization. That's a Jones organization. He's got it set up for Cowboys are going to be in the Jones fucking control for the next 100 years.
He thought this was the Lakers. No, let me stop. But what's your
I mean,
name?
he's on the team for fucking since the 80s now, early 90s.
I mean, yeah, but like he need to go hire Belichick, man, and put his fucking pride to the side or some shit, man. And let Belichick come up there and run things.
That's never gonna happen.
Exactly. And until that happens, they're gonna keep losing,
I
keep
think they
being
win
trash.
tomorrow night, though. I think they win tomorrow night.
No, I'm saying
Big
like, meaning
stage.
like they're not going to Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's been so many times that
But I
Dallas,
don't
like,
know. But hold on. Hold on.
what?
I know I was getting crucified for my Dallas takes, but now I'm just sitting here thinking about it. Dallas win. Say they win tomorrow. Let me entertain that. Dallas wins tomorrow in San Francisco, in Santa Clara. Dallas is 4-3 if they win tomorrow. After that, they have Atlanta in Atlanta, Philly in Dallas, Houston, Washington, Giants, Cincy, Carolina, Tampa, Philly, Washington. So if they win tomorrow, out of their next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 games, on paper, Dallas should win 6 of these. So that would put Dallas at, 10-6 in the playoff picture. If Dallas is 10-6, I'm standing on my Super Bowl take.
They're not going to Super Bowl if they go to the playoffs still. They're not. They're not going because that means they'll be a wild card team, and that means they will have to go on the road. They're not losing. They're not winning on the road.
It's got to happen. I mean, this is, I'll say it again, what I was saying preseason. It's got to happen some year. Dallas is going to have a year where they make it that far. And
I don't know,
I
man.
was
You know
saying
what's
it was this
crazy?
year,
I
thinking
will
it was
really,
over, but it's not. I don't think it's over yet.
I would not mind. Like I really like, cause I know like my team is the Dolphins, but we all know our team, our favorite team, is not going to the Super Bowl every year. So I what I'm saying is, I wouldn't mind seeing the Dallas Cowboys win the Super Bowl and like while I'm alive,
That's what I'm saying. Get Dak a ring.
cause I feel like he needs to shut up a lot of people, cause
Like,
like,
if I tell you Dak Prescott is going to retire, is he
yeah.
retiring with a ring or without a ring?
Right now, I say without.
Really? I think he's easily retiring with the ring, in my opinion. So, wow, I didn't expect that.
Because I remember before he even signed that deal, I was saying to myself, because they were saying, like, should he sign and just play this season and be a free agent? Because, like, they were saying that he should play with the Cowboys this season and go to the Raiders or some shit. But, and go, like, yeah, go somewhere else and ball out. Because, I mean, if he do, if he, I do believe he, if he goes somewhere else, he will still ball out. Because
I
he's
don't think
good.
Dak's leaving. I don't think any other NFL team. I would have liked to see him go to Washington before they drafted Jaden Daniels.
Now, I feel like teams will want to get him.
Yeah, I just don't know where Dak. I don't know where I could see. I just can't see Dak Prescott in another uniform.
So he thinks he's going to retire as a Cowboy?
Yeah, and I think he gets one ring. It's either this year or next year, Dallas gets a ring. And then
You
we'll
really
see what
think
happens
so?
with that. I do, man. I do. I do. It's just something's making me go that way. We got less
They
than
gotta
a
start
minute here.
drafting players.
Yeah.
They don't draft
But
nobody.
you got any hot takes, any closing statements? Dodgers are up 2-0 in the World Series. Any closing statements on any topics? MMA, Max Holloway got knocked out.
Oh yeah, that knockout was crazy. That knockout was
Kazmov
crazy.
fucking broke Robert Whitaker's front jaw or whatever. Did you see that picture? That was bad.
No, I didn't see that.
That was bad.
Lakers, my Lakers, I feel like we're gonna end the top five seed in the West this year. Right now, so far, I really believe that we're
I
playing
agree with
good.
that.
Teams playing defense. Everybody, I don't know if you saw the box. Yo, go look at the box score. Everybody had like over 10. You
You're
know what I'm
about to
saying?
get cut off.
Everybody.
We're about to get kicked off the air.
All right, bet, but like my Lakers are winning the championship.
Okay, there's the delusion that we needed to end the
Fuck the
podcast.
Celtics.
There we go. Have a